91X News.
It's 12 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Tim Bayer. Students and staff at Loyalist College were shocked this morning to find racist business cards on several bulletin boards. The cards were removed and brought to the attention of college management. No school officials have been available for comment as of yet. November is a busy month for those looking for community support. Trish Allison explains.
Flavor Saver Crumb Catcher Soup Strainer Lip Sweater. Movember is upon us. It's that time for all the Mobros to grow a stash and raise some cash and awareness. But it's also the time the United Way of Quinte has its annual campaign. Judy Gilbert is the executive director for the nonprofit organization. She says there's no fear in the United Way not reaching its goal due to the attention Movember gets.
I applaud any other organizations that are out there trying to do what we're doing as well. And we recognize that there's a need for them. And I think that there's a lot of mutual respect amongst those groups.
Thus far, the United Way has raised 36% of its goal. And Gilbert is confident 100% of the goal will be met.
Have an opportunity to give to whichever organization they want. And that campaign has its followers and United Way has its followers.
The money raised helps the United Way's 46 member agencies and the 80 programs they provide to the community. Trish Allison, 91X News.
Abdullah Kadar will not be heading to Guantanamo Bay anytime soon. The Supreme Court of Canada denied the federal government's appeal to hear Kadar's extradition case today. The appeal was Ottawa's latest attempt to have Kadar extradited after it was rejected by the Ontario Superior Court and Court of Appeal last year. The court ruled that Kadar was mistreated by the Americans while being detained for 14 months in Pakistan. Two anonymous officials close to Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou say he is backpedaling on his plan to hold a referendum. The vote could mean Greece loses its money from the latest euro debt deal. Lois Cooper, market analyst at BGC Partners, says there's concern over how much money Greece currently has.
The finance minister has flown to Cannes and said, we desperately need the money. I wonder how many days it will be before Greece cannot pay its pension bills, its public salary work, its salaries to public sector workers.
The official said Papandreou made the decision at an emergency cabinet meeting today. They added he would not resign despite mounting pressure from the opposition. The Greek economic crisis is also dominating the G20 talks in France today. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is among the leaders who say Europe's proposed $1.4 trillion bailout needs to be done quickly. Canadian press correspondent Bruce Cheadle says the Greek financial crisis overshadows the whole gathering.
Leaders were supposed to be talking about global financial system reform and ways to end speculation that caused wild gyrations on global markets. Instead, we're dealing essentially with a European-based political crisis that has ramifications for the global economy.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel both told Greece they will not give them any financial aid until after the referendum is sorted out. The trial of a Montreal family accused of killing three teenage sisters and a woman by submerging a car in the Rideau Canal has been adjourned because of a medical emergency. Allison Jones has more.
Tuba Mohamed Yahya, her husband Mohamed Shafia, and their son Hamed Mohamed Shafia are each charged with four counts of first-degree murder. The judge told the jury today that one of the accused has become ill with an unforeseen medical emergency. He didn't specify which of the accused, but Shafia was the only one of the three not in the courtroom this morning. It's unclear when the trial will resume, but the judge told the jury he would update them by Wednesday. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
Defense Minister Peter McKay says the Air Force asked for 65 stealth fighters and insists the number is enough to meet defense needs. He was responding to opposition attacks over Defense Department documents that show Canada is leaving no room for any losses of F-35s throughout their projected lifetimes.
Mr. Speaker, the short answer is that's the number the Air Force asked for. And they have clearly indicated that that is the right balance. Mr. Speaker, they have clearly indicated that this will allow our pilots in the Air Force to carry out the important work that we ask of them.
When Canada signed a memorandum for the development of the F-35. It stated it was looking for 80 jets, but that figure was changed to 65 when the Harper government released its defense strategy a few years ago. A Canadian-led study finds men who have aggressive prostate cancer live longer if they're treated with a combination of radiation and hormone therapy. Canadian press reporter Nina Chowdhury says the finding could change the standard for treating aggressive prostate cancer, which represents about 1 in 5 cases of the disease.
For the study, more than 1,200 men with metastatic prostate cancer in Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. were divided into groups. Half received androgen deprivation therapy to suppress testosterone production, while the other half were treated with the hormone therapy plus radiation. After 7 years, 66% of men who just had the hormone therapy were still alive, compared with 74% who received the combination treatment.
The study is published in this week's issue of The Lancet. If you use an electric toothbrush, you may be in danger of it blowing up in your hands. Colgate is recalling its battery-operated toothbrushes after complaints from users of them exploding. Health Canada says there have been 9 reports of toothbrush explosions. The device is no longer licensed for sale in Canada. That's 91X News to 1206. Harrison Perkins has sports next.
I never expected to be out of work, but now that I'm laid off, I need a new direction.
Start at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with your job search, retraining, even self-employment. Whatever your age or stage in life, start at Loyalist Community Employment Services. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Discover your options at Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, and at communityemploymentservices.ca. This Employment Ontario program is funded by the Ontario government through Loyalist College.
Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X Sports. CASA AA Boys Soccer is taking place at Sills Park and Bayside Secondary School today. The Nicholson Crusaders will represent both senior and junior competition, while PECI and Bayside round out the local contingent. The Kawartha region will be represented by Peterborough's Holy Cross Hurricanes, and Port Hope will represent in both junior and senior. The junior final match gets underway in about an hour, while the senior final will happen about 2:30. Both finals are happening at Bayside. The Belleville Bulls bounced back from a 4-goal deficit in the first period last night to defeat the Ottawa 67-6-5 at the Yarmin Arena. The first Russian player to wear the Bulls colors since 1998 got 2 goals. Daniel Zarkov scored late in the game to help overcome the 67s. Belleville is ranked 4th in the league. Next action for them is on Saturday when Owen Sound comes to town. The Napanee Raiders visit the Picton Pirates tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. The final tryout for the Belleville Spirits Boys Major Bantam team takes place at 7 p.m. tonight at Albert College. Colorado Avalanche right wing Milan Hajduk says the offensive drought continues for Colorado at home, where they've lost 4 of 5 games.
I feel like we are a better team tonight, and it's hard to win hockey games when you're not scoring goals, and definitely at home you're not scoring enough.
Colorado visits the Stars tomorrow night. Looking at tonight's NHL schedule, the Jets take on the Islanders and the Leafs square off against Columbus. Those are 2 out of 5 games lined up for tonight. While it's another week in the NHL and still no Sidney Crosby, earlier this week Crosby said he won't play in either of the Pens games this week, one of them being tonight against the Sharks, the other one taking place on Saturday in L.A. Yesterday at a practice, something happened. A hit. Well, more of a bump. Crosby went down, then came right back up on his feet and continued showing both his teammates and staff that he has improved drastically.
Yeah, I was just making a move. I was kind of standing up straight, and he didn't really even get me that hard, but I was off balance, so I went for a bit of a ride there.
Bridgenorth native in Nashville center Mike Fisher is still out after a hit that happened on Saturday night. The Preds website said that Fisher has an upper body injury, but won't specify. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Tim Baer with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, wind becoming northwest 20 kilometers an hour this afternoon, the high 12. Tonight, clearing this evening, the low minus 1. Friday, sunny, wind becoming northeast 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening, the high 8. at 12:09. It's 12 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Tim Baer with Harrison Perkins. News is next at 1.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.